This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi. This is Georgia. This is the waiver program.
This is Family First Home Care. Is this Tara?
Yes.
Okay, my coworker just transferred you to me. So do you have an agency that, do you work with our agency? Or have you started with an agency yet?
I am AmeriHealth Cardenas. They put me over to this program with the waiver program. I'm supposed to have representative.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be getting home care.
Right. Okay.
And
let me just get your spelling, the correct spelling of your name, please. Your last name. It's Tara,
D-A-R-A.
Your first name. Okay. And your last name?
Tara. D-A-R-R-O-H-N.
Okay. And your date of birth?
4/26/69.
Okay, give me 1 second while I pull you up. Did they tell you how many hours you were approved for?
Yes, I'm supposed to be approved for 3 hours a day. I think it is 5 days a week.
Okay. How long ago did you have that final assessment with AmeriHealth?
A couple months ago.
Okay. Hold on, please. Hi. Okay, so your service coordinator is Darlena, correct?
I don't know. Because the only time I hear from this person is there's a stupid ass freaking complaint about, now, think about this. She comes to my house because of a complaint of 4 piles of dog shit in my house from 3 different freaking people. Same amount of dog shit in my house. And then they come. And even the people that maintenance the building, where you're like the day before, there was nothing on the floor, they come. I have nothing on my floor. But it's always the same amount from everybody. And then my house stinks. Oh, my God. I had a woman bring me home after having the craps all night for a freaking colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, oh, there she is. I can't get any help from nobody to help get furniture, nothing. I can't get anything. She says, you can't help me with that.
Okay.
That's not what she does.
And right, so you would like it to...
Like, I have no, like, my I hope I fall and I can't get up.
Yeah, your life alert. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry.
It's okay. I
can't get the freaking, I lost the piece I try to ask.
Okay.
Nobody
All right.
knows anything.
And do you have a caregiver you're working with now, currently?
Seems to be working with Comfort Keepers. But these fucking people don't ever call me. Sorry. They never call me back.
Right. Okay.
And
so
they don't tell me nothing.
I understand. And when you
working with
right. Right. We had been working with you previously back in the, over the summer. And then in September, you said that you didn't need help anymore, that you found an agency to work with. So we haven't been working with you.
I didn't need help.
No, this
I
is family from us. From us. This is the Family First agency. So you went with Comfort Keepers at that time. So you called. You just called us back.
I went because I kept calling and telling them that Royal was not sending me anybody.
Right. But I'm saying I'm an agency. I'm you called the agency. This is Family First Care. We send out caregivers. So if you'd like, I can get you on board. I can get you authorized to work with us, and I can send you out a caregiver. But is that what your issue is, that you don't have anybody?
No, I have somebody to cover keepers. Who cover keepers never answers my phone calls, never returns any of my messages. Royal didn't do anything but have people saying, four piles of dog shit. And there's no shit in my house. None. The freaking landlord comes in here, everything. There's nothing in my house. Royal.
Okay. But those are different things. That has nothing to do with us. I just want to know if you need help. If you need a caregiver, I can provide a caregiver for you. So you've had bad experiences at those other places, but that's not us.
I can hardly walk a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And then I'm switching my medicine. I'm having, extremely bad anxiety, which, I don't even know what happens. My mind gets completely erased.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay.
And it takes me a while to get back what I lost. And then I need somebody yesterday. I need somebody today. And nobody is coming. Because we didn't get your hours of you.
Okay.
Let's try to take a breath.
It's okay. We're gonna try to help you.
You guys, in 3 months, I left my house, and then the lady that I had, I asked her, "You can help me get furniture so I can have more than just my bedroom." I don't even have dressers. Because sitting around in boxes and laundry baskets and hampers. And she, we don't help with that, sorry.
Okay.
I don't, I'm seeing you for falling. And they need that thing. Don't tell me to pay me for anybody. Can't you get help?
Okay.
No,
okay, so I have you at, let me make sure I have everything correct. Are you on 216 West Ridge Street, apartment 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to call your service coordinator with AmeriHealth. I'm going to inform her of everything you've just told me about your other, about Comfort Keepers, and they're not sending anybody over, and I will see how she wants to proceed, and I'll make sure she calls you directly, okay? 272-296-7151. I'm going to call you, okay? I will call you if you... Okay, listen, Tara, I'm going to call you. Let me call your service coordinator and find out exactly what the issue is, and I will give you a call back, okay? And we'll figure out what we're going to do moving forward to get you some help, okay? Just take a breath, okay? We're going to help you out.
Right.